Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Chef. I'm the census taker.
Well, you got me at a busy time.
Oh, it'll only take a few moments. Now, where were you born?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Win... How do you spell that?
W-O... Woof! Make it Lake Erie. I got an uncle there.
What was your family decomposed of?
Well, I'll tell you. There was a litter of three. And I was the one they kept.
To you in living color on NBC.
Did the mailman run right by your door today? Did the mailman run right by your door today? 'Cause I wrote you a letter and this is what I said. One, two, what you gonna do? Three, four, let me know. Did the mailman run right by your door today? 'Cause I wrote you a letter and this is what I said.
Everybody knows his bright red friend. All his friends will smile as he waves to greet them. Maybe you can never be sure there'll be knock, ring, letters through your door. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat, and his black and white cat. He's a really happy man. Pat feels he's a really happy man.
Beauty. I think we're on, man. Oh. You know, I'm sure the guy that called me the other day and I wrote down his name and number, I'm sure his name was not Richard Boone. I not only need to get my eyes checked, I need to get my hearing checked as well. I am old! Damn you! Well, good evening and welcome to Possumhour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possumhour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the makers of naughty French postcards, and junk mail. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their poacher bitch for their fascinating. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the font of the Fagen. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays at Us Possum Hour, Fridays it's Us, Friday Night Possum, unless my phone fucks up. I think it's me, not them. So I said, that's what I need to write back to BTR. It's me. It's not you, it's me. Well, the phone lines will be open. Just a few dramatic minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this here commercial message.
Don't write with a peach. If you write with a peach, you'll get a very wet letter. Don't write with a prune. Words will come out wrinkled and dopey. Let's face it, the only fruit you can write with is a banana. The Bic banana, a fine line marker, not to be confused with a ballpoint. Writing a letter to your son, right? Right. Usually you write, dear son, how are you? I'm fine. Write that same letter with a Bic banana, and you get, dear sonny, I miss your face. Mom, see what a nice letter it writes?
Just so.
And it comes in colors. Most fruits only come in one color, except grapes, which come in two colors, and of course, Bits and Fitlets. Look, if you've got to write with a fruit, write with a Bic banana. It's only 29 cents. Your best buy in writing fruit.
Just a hug.
The Bic banana, a different way to write.
Oh, we've gone bananas for Bic banana in crayon. You'll learn to write a lot of ways. Oh, we've gone bananas for Bic banana in crayon. The colors are so bright and gay. Oh, you can learn to color, write smooth lines or fat. Draw a banana and give it a hat. Okay, bunch, you'll go bananas for Bic banana in crayon. You'll learn to write a lot of ways.
Oh, there's our first caller.
We're sorry we're not home right now. We thank you for your call. We are such merry people. We love you one and all. Please leave your name and phone number. We'll call you back with luck. But if you should hang up too soon, go take a flying.
Wait! Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait!
Wait, yeah, Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman.
Mr. Postman,
I've
been waiting for such a long time.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna find
there must be
possum puss. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yes!
Indeed.
Is everybody happy?
I remember those big bananas.
The big bananas.
Yep.
Oh, oh.
Those big bananas.
Yeah, they were like, they don't make any. I'd like to see a product similar to that come back. That's a nice little pen to draw with.
Yeah. I liked it.
What do I use now? These stupid. I need to get back to a real ink pen when I draw cartoons. I used to have like a Rotring ink pen from Germany there, the same kind that the guy that drew Dick Tracy used and all that there, right?
All right, Chester Gould.
Oh, yeah, I was a, well, actually, no, not Chester Gould, the, whoever the fuck was doing it in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it was a fucking nice pen, man. And, you know, I had a drought in cartooning, and the pen, I didn't clean the pen out, and the pen dried up. It's dead, Jim. You know, there's no coming back for the old rot ring. I'd have to buy another one.
Yeah, get to Germany and get another one.
A damn good pen, boy. I'm looking at it right now, man. Beauty.
You didn't throw it out there, did you? There you go.
Fuck, dude, I never threw.
I know that. I think we all know that by now.
Not important shit like that. Oh, jeez.
No.
My fucking
memories in that German pen. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I ordered that on AT&T's dime, man. I was... when I was working at AT&T, I somehow finagled my way into being the supply sarge.
Yeah.
And occasionally we get this this Rotring pen. Yeah, of course I need that for my job. But yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I did use it on the job, but when I left, I took it home with me.
You were the Sergeant Bilko of AT&T.
I was the Bilko of the art department, at least, you know. Yeah. Good times, man. I'll tell you what I'm enjoying over here.
What's that?
Is this enumerating job, census.
Okay. Oh, good.
It's really cool because 10 years ago I did it, if you'll recall, and they sent me all over town, you know, different neighborhoods here and there.
Uh-huh.
And this time around, the most I've driven in one day was 8 miles.
Okay.
Yesterday I worked and I only drove 2 miles. I'm doing like the people on my street.
Sweet.
It's really cool because I don't have to drive, you know, I don't have to go far. I can take breaks at home very easily, and I'm getting to meet my neighbors.
Yeah. You can take the house crowds out for a drink or something.
The lady moved into Chet's house. I ended up getting her. One thing I got to tell you about my neighborhood, though. Yeah. Nobody fills out the goddamn census currently. going to every other fucking house, man. So, I got my work cut out for me. But I hope it stays like this because it's been really kind of fun, you know.
Nice.
So,
I'm glad they're not sending you out to some dangerous fucking neighborhood far away.
Yeah, there's no neighborhoods in Columbus that.
Okay.
Being scared of no neighborhoods in Columbus, Ohio.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe there down a bottom. Maybe where my ex-wife lives. That's kind of a, you know. I kid because I love. But
there you go.
You know, I didn't really get. We have a caller on the line. You want to hear the caller first?
Yeah, let's bring the caller.
Hear from the caller, man. We do got a lot of stuff to. I think so.
Okay.
We got a lot of shit to get through today. Tonight.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
All right, caller.
Okay.
You should be on the air.
Woo-hoo!
I listen to your show, all the time.
Yeah.
And, it's just, it's just one of those shows. Or there's,
it is.
There's thing in Virginia.
It's one of those.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I still have a flip phone. So, it's the other guy from the other room.
Hey, I know.
Joey from the other room. I didn't know this.
I gave you a double check on that. I wanted to get you on the air because last time you called in, man, I piss farted around too long and I didn't want to, maybe you thought I was giving you the brush or something.
It's all right. For some reason, I just imagined that you took callers a little bit earlier in the session. By the way, I'm definitely rocking out to the background music.
We are.
Good stuff right there.
That's a little this.
Hey. I gotta get rid of that snapper head from Call of the Larry.
Yeah.
That's the second one. He posted one that I missed from a month that I'd never seen. I just happened to stumble on it last night. Where black guys fighting in an elevator. It had nothing to do with Larry. And I deleted it.
This is that's one of the more, holier pages on Facebook, man. You're fucking with the Larry page, man.
I got to find out how to. I deleted what I say. Delete his last 7 posts. That's the worst I could do for him when you click the 3. The 3 dots, but there has to be some place in here where I could get rid of his ass altogether. I'm looking now.
Yeah, you can bounce people. Sure.
Yeah. Remember AOL back in the day where you'd go into a chat room and you were actually able to code it so you can punt people from the chat room?
Nice.
There you go. AOL.
I never did it.
Nobody knows about AOL.
Not anymore.
What is the deal?
Anyway.
What is
No, but their kid LOL is very popular.
Their
son LOL.
I see him around a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, he's all over the fucking.
I write LOLZ. I switched it up maybe 10 years ago.
There you go. You're the one who started that.
Let's blow something up before it's
blow
too late.
Blow something the fuck up. Yeah.
Here we
That's
go.
What we're here
this
for.
Is from this is from 2000 and 14. And why do we go back to 2014?
They were better times.
Because 2020 sucks. Blow it up.
Colgate Consumer Affairs. Yes! I bought your Colgate toothpaste, the one with tartar control, and it made me feel like a bit of shit!
This is bullshit! I hope it's the Puff Daddy version of the song, not that Sting piece of shit! Fuck! Damn it! Holy shit!
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love.
I can't!
Grow apple trees and honeybees and blue white turtledoves.
Fuck it up my ass!
I'd like to teach the world to sing with love and harmony.
All right. Oof. Okay. Cheeky
that's,
Cheeks
that's
is only, here, Ted.
No.
Cheeky Cheeks.
That's what.
Oh,
Cheeky that's
Cheeks
why
is
Gumby,
here.
Gumby is a cat person.
Yeah, right. They all know that. Sweet Cheeks.
Meow.
Okay, Ted.
You're like, get off me, cat.
All right. And there's Dr. Cakes.
Dr. Cakes.
Come on, Ted, you're off. You're not. We missed the rehearsal today. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Ted, all right. It's Dr.
Show
it wouldn't be show without
dead.
Dr. Cake, right?
Dr. Cake.
Okay. Back on track. And there is first man in the lounge tonight. Baseball's biggest fan. Our pal and yours, Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Here. Ford's here. Ted.
Oh, okay.
Be polite. Be polite. Ford's here. Okay.
Yeah, tell that bro
yeah.
to shut up.
Bro, man.
I've got...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
he was,
it.
He's watching a ball game and tonight... And I have not watched 1 minute of baseball this season.
No?
Oh, man.
Did
not
it,
a minute
did
of
it. Did it just start back up?
Yeah. I got to dive. The Pirates need me, man. They're 4-14. You know, I just looked at the thing. Ford brought it up. I blame myself, you know.
You're the one.
Yeah, it's always my fault.
They need your support, man.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Jay's won. There you go, Ford. Nice job. Nice job.
Philadelphia
yeah.
is Philadelphia. You can't get that blood out of you.
Okay, Ted. All right. Ted, you know who else is here? You know who else is here, Ted? Ted.
Oh.
Okay. It's other people's eyes.
Oh,
our old pal Ope.
That's a nice.
Okay. That was a good one. And you know who else is here, Ted? And thanks for coming, everybody, by the way. You know who else is here?
My pleasure.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hey.
Assistant Minister of Finance and Parking.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you. He was so cute, eh?
All right. There you go, Booch. Beat it. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The pulse of my life. Yeah.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Hello, Beaver.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
The check's in the mail. The check is in the mail, and it ought to be there Tuesday without fail. If you have got a bill to pay or something you need to buy, just type the check and send it off in the mail. Millions of Americans go out every day with a checkbook in their purse. They might have a little cash to pay for their lunch and a little to get home on the bus. But if they suddenly decide to make a purchase or shop, they whip it out and write out the exact amount with some ID. Then they sign it and they walk out with the stuff that they paid for with their checking account. The check's in the mail. The check is in the mail. And it ought to be there Wednesday without fail. When you need to send some money to a business for food, just write a check and send it off in the mail. Every month you've got a little bundle to pay, like the rent, the lights, the phone, and the car. Write them out for each amount and send them away with an envelope and stamp, they'll go far. It really is a safer way for you to pay all your bills, and so you ought to open up your own account. Your check is just a written order only you can write that tells your bank to pay someone a certain amount. The check's in the mail. The check is in the mail. And it ought to be there Thursday without fail. You can keep your money moving with a flick of the wrist, and you're happy that the check's in the mail.
Now you may wonder what happens when you send a check to someone and how it gets back to your bank. Well, that someone deposits your check into their account, and then through an electronic flow of digital information, your check is cleared by a central bank and comes back to your bank, where at that point the amount is deducted from your account and paid over to theirs. So it's obvious that you got to keep enough money in your checking account to stay in the black. Otherwise, you'll write a hot check and that sucker's gonna bounce. And that's illegal.
Once a month, your bank will send a statement to you, so you'll know just where you stand. Listing all your checks and charges and deposits too, to help you stay ahead and keep things in hand. And you should learn to be real careful with your checkbook and your checks, and keep track of every little amount. Now you compare your figures with the bank, and if it all adds up, then you can say that you have balanced your account. The check's in the mail, the check is in the mail, and it's got to be there Friday without fail. But just remember that you got to have some income coming in before you send out all those checks in the mail.
I'm sure it'll be there next week sometime.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
It's like
so
a
much.
Book roll double.
So that's how
great
that's
audience.
Done.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how Pee Wee Herman left.
Oh, okay. That was, yeah. Good old, what do they call them? The Schoolhouse Rock guys there, rocking on.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Hey, if you're not careful,
though,
you might learn something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Over here.
That's interesting.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. So we got a lot of Canucks in the audience. Just the what do you call that? The 420? No, the not the 420. The 411 is what the on the postage stamp. The Grand Poobah of the United States has decided he's going to try to dismantle the post office because,
yeah,
you know, with the pandemic and everything, people are going to want to vote by mail, and more
exactly.
people that go out and vote, or more people are going to vote against him. So,
and,
you know.
And Gumby's a registered voter again. I got my card.
Well,
oh, shit. I forgot to get mine.
You hey, you still
got time.
Still time, man. You can
still
you can
time.
Sign up.
If I go down the checklist and I don't see a name I like, can I put my own name?
Yeah.
Anything you want. Put down what?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a part on the mail-in where you could do that, because I know on the voting machines, I wrote in my oldest son for governor once.
Yeah,
I was like, well, Jesus Christ, George could do a better job than these fucks, you know? So I wrote him in for gov.
Wrote in
yeah,
Carol
I'm
going to
go. I'm going to go in person early. Like the first week of early voting, which is the first week of October. So then I get it out of the way. My vote is in there. Boom, Yahtzee, done through, completed, finished, Mark 7. You know?
You
put
go.
It to bed.
There you go.
You know what
Mark
I'm going to do? If
How's
I
that?
Get it, if I get my registration to vote, I'm going to walk in there, and I'm gonna stare at everyone that I pass, acting like they have COVID. So, like, I'm going to be really paranoid and just see what their reaction is.
There you go.
All right.
It's
I'll
one
see
way.
How that works out.
That's it. And school security will tase me.
There you go. What school? We got to go to some fucking Korean church.
Oh, no way.
We
go to a church.
Uh-huh.
My parents... Wait, you burn up when you go into churches?
Yes, I do. Gumby burns. Gumby burns.
You have to darken the door of a church. You're going to darken the doorway of a church.
That's right. I'm mailing it.
He is.
U.S. Postal Service.
Mine's right around the corner at the school, but I think early voting will be downtown or something. But, hey, what the fuck, I'll wear a mask. I'll be fine. Shit, I've been knocking on doors all over the neighborhood, you know? Jiminy Christmas.
Can I tell you about our Lord and our Savior?
There you go.
Jehovah's
Witness.
I'm just going to start going to their houses and being like, pop a squat and just take a dump. Be like, that's
there
it.
There you go.
That's my religion.
Ruh-roh. That could be trouble. My buddy Bogey was sending me videos of, like, video collections of athletes pooping their pants. You know, the guy lifting weights, you know. What the fuck? I don't want to watch that, man. I'm sorry. Dude. I don't want to start up a thing with him or nothing. You know, go, yeah, quit sending me shit videos. It's like, dude, I really don't want to watch that.
You gotta wonder if he sent it to all his friends or he looked at it and says, Decker has to see this.
Oh, yeah. Just like, dude, oh, dude's gotta see this. Dude's gotta see this. not a good one.
Just when he thought he was out, they pull him back in.
Yo.
Hey, man. y'all want to do some possum blues?
Yes. Lay some possum blues on us, man.
Possum
blues. I'm
down. This is some,
I'm
like,
down.
Really bluesy, magoozy,
bluesy magoozy
stuff. Yeah, it's the blue hoo de boo boo. It's Sleepy Eyes Essence.
Gumby's been getting me into, like, the blues a little bit more. Like, I hear it from the other room.
There you go.
You know, the room that I'm in.
From the other room.
From the other room.
Yeah, you hear it from the other room.
The other room. Lay some jazz on us. Come on. Or blues.
Jazz now.
Yeah.
Lay it on.
Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calhoun Tubbs, known to my friends as Hard Fingers. See, that's because back in 1947, I once played the guitar for over 36 hours straight. For no reason at all. That's right. I wrote a song about it. Like to hear it, here go. I play guitar for 36 hours. For no reason at all.
My bar today. Man, man, please stop by my bar today. You know I'm looking for a letter from my baby. You know I won't hear from her right away. Rain, I've been getting no mail. You know I done found out what it's all about. Rain, I've been getting no mail. You know I done found out what it's all about. You know the mailman been getting drunk. He been leaving my mail at somebody else's house. Now I've been waiting on the mailman. He usually come along about 11 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Now I guess he must have had car trouble. Oh, either the road must be blocked. Mailman, please don't you lose your head. Mailman, please don't you lose your head. You know I'm looking for a letter from my babe. Some of my people might be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clap, clap.
That's our Hitler!
No. It was completely inappropriate. Anyways.
I had a mouthful.
There's no suck. You can't handle the truth.
There you go.
I don't have that one. I got this one.
I thought I was on.
Nobody.
I thought I was on mute.
Nobody makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a bottom becker. Except for that. Your ass.
Shut your ass.
I ought to beat your brains in. I think I will.
Flash.
Oh, man, they were running Pink Panther movies all day yesterday.
How are you?
And I haven't seen all of them. But by golly, they are knee slappers.
Return. They don't play Return of the Pink Panther that often anymore because I think it's not owned by the same people that had the other ones for some reason.
Which one's that?
DVD set. That's the, technically the second after the Pink Panther. Return of the Pink Panther. Funny as hell. It's the one with Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, they showed. That's the one I was watching. I'd never seen that.
Okay. Oh, that's the best one.
Yeah.
They hardly ever show it. That's why. For some reason, I don't know whether somebody else owns it. I have no idea what's going on. But that is the funniest one.
That was hilarious. And what were they thinking with Christopher Plummer's toupee, though? I mean, seriously. Dude.
Dude, that was my ass rag.
Your ass rag.
Yeah, ass rag. You look more like a ditty mop day.
It's funny as hell. I liked it when he's checking out that girl's bikini and then when she was taking the dive and he just followed her right back into the pool. Fantastic shit.
It was some good shit in that one. And I didn't get to see all of it because I was in the middle of my Narfu schedule. I came in and took my break and watched some of it and then had to go back out for a little bit. Came back and cut the end.
I think the ones after that, there's just way too many stupid shit in it. The ones after that.
Yeah, maybe so. I'd like to. I need to sit down and do that one a good watch.
I still haven't seen the Alan Arkin one.
Oh, really? I don't think
I
have.
I haven't seen that.
Either. No.
Yeah.
No.
Was that a movie where every other line out of the characters' mouths were Alan Arkin this, Alan Arkin that? Like, I can't remember the name, but they were just all about Alan Arkin. It's not John Malkovich, but it was something, like, really stupid.
All right. Well, when you find out, let me know. I don't know what the hell that was all about.
Yeah,
I mean, like...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Well, it might have been on the B-grade station, you know what I mean? Like, I watch, like, a lot of horror films and a lot of action films, so...
They had one, like, what was it? some dude versus 1,000 Frankensteins. He goes back in time to the Civil War and he's fighting like 1,000 Frankensteins. This came on. I don't know when the fuck this came on. Like last sometime over the last week, and I'm like, what the flying fuck?
I
wish I had
that.
Time to watch this thing. Like 1,000 Frankensteins in Civil War. The fuck,
no,
are they,
no,
man?
No, I got it. I got the name.
What is
I
it?
Got the name. Hold on, let me just pull it up really quick on my handy dandy. Thanks to the guy in the other room.
Yeah.
He got me this.
1,000 Frankie.
Yeah. He got me this cat.
You could be a winner. Awesome.
I got it. Come on, guys. Come on. You know,
okay, it's all right. What is it?
Yeah,
what is it? What is it,
it,
man? What is it?
It's the peninsula. All right.
It's
peninsula.
The Alan Arkin.
No, no,
it has
no,
nothing to do
no
with Frank.
No. Wait,
I'm gonna look up this
right after
Frankenstein.
Hey, my food's cutting out. Call me some slack.
You got it.
I'm so confused, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back, ladies and germs.
Yeah.
It
has absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Alan Arkin.
How's that?
There you go.
Alan Arkin, 1,000
like
Frankensteins, coronavirus,
like
Uncle Bobo, nothing. None of those. None of them.
Uncle Bobo.
It's like 1,000 clowns. 1,000 clowns. It's 1,000 Frankensteins. I like it.
1,000 Frankensteins.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I didn't dream it, man.
I think you did.
3 minutes. You never get back. Hit it.
Earth or Vader, up in space. Even then she couldn't see his face. All through the galaxy the news slowly grew. Bertha and Vader would be seeing Jaws too. They felt the force that no one could see, and soon found out what their encounter would be. Saturday night, feverish fright. Starships burning. The Enterprise returning. Intergalactic. Space age thing. Bertha but boogie. And Vader screams. They shouted for more. Vader danced, Bertha shook the floor. They felt the force that no one could see, and soon found out what their encounter would be. Intergalactic.
Yogi and Veda Green.
Bertha Bond and Countess Veda.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Where's my cue,
like,
man?
Wow, you shot that bird with a cricket fight. The Simpsons? I don't know if you guys have watched The Simpsons.
Not in ages.
Not since 1962.
Yep. Not since Moy died. That's when I gave up.
Yeah,
I was in love with
Moy.
Yeah, that's about that's time. Yeah, that's around that time.
Killed
Moy
off.
I'm out of here. Yeah. Didn't they fire the actress, and that's why they did that?
I think so.
Yeah, it was a real fuck face move on their part, man.
Yeah.
Well, no, she wasn't get paid like the other characters because
And she didn't want to travel either. She was living in a different part of the country and it was kind of a quit firing thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
maybe they aren't the fuck faces I previously said they were.
Nah, they're fuck faces. They're fuck faces.
They are fuck. Fuck them. They're fuck faces.
You fuck face.
There you go. What's
in the news?
Shake your fist when you say that. You fuck faces.
You touch Karen again, you're dead. You're fucking dead.
Now, we had the hydroxychloroquine, right? And zinc, and injecting Clorox up your penis and this, that, and the other thing that Professor Bobo's been touting. Well, now. He is supporting an untested COVID-19 treatment touted by that renowned scientist, the Mr. Pillow guy.
Wow.
And we can buy this at late night commercials, right?
Yeah, and if you order now, you know. And that,
you get
and there's
Mr.
more.
Pillow with it.
Yeah, oleandrin, commonly used to treat heart conditions and asthma. And for some reason, this fucking bonehead who makes pillows is saying that that's going to treat COVID. And so of course,
I'll take Mr. Science there in the White House.
What's
Jim
that?
Baker's shit first.
Oh, that survival chow in the big canister. Yeah, man.
It floats.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that Dr. Fauci guy, though, because the MyPillow guy says go this way. I'm going with the MyPillow guy because I want to sleep good at night, you know? I really do.
I'm hitching my wagon to Mr. Pillow guy. He knows.
I'll tell you what, if the ShamWow guy comes up with any ideas, I'm going to be listening in hot.
I'm waiting for the boner hose guy to come up with something like that. The boner hose guy.
Now, that would do something good for our country.
Hey. He knows.
This fucking pillow guy. Jesus Christ almighty, man. You know?
Whenever I think of the pillow guy, I think of Peter Griffin and Family Guy, where he's like, "Hello, Peter. Welcome to the cool side of the pillow."
Yeah,
no. It's like Barry White.
Shh, Teddy.
Alan Arkin.
Teddy's bark.
Teddy.
Teddy's barking. Alan Arkin. Teddy's barking. Alan Arkin. Quiet, Bochy.
I don't know why I got Arkin on the mind. It's pissing me off, really.
So does Ted. That's why he won't shut up over there. He keeps barking Alan Arkin, Alan Arkin.
I hear it.
All right, so moving on from the Mr. Pillow jack-off. What is it, Mr. Pillow or no, My Pillow? My Pillow. Mr. My Pillow. My Pillow guy. That's his name. The My Pillow guy is his name.
My Pillow fuckface.
My no, Mr. My Pillow guy who is a fuckface. Oh,
like,
well, you want to talk about this guy? Might be the biggest fuckface of them all, though. The biggest living fuckface on the planet. And you know who his name is?
What's that?
His name is
Dictator
Kim Jong Un of North Korea, ladies and gentlemen. Kim Jong Un, North Korea, biggest dick in the world. That's right.
Got that right.
Get it! Bring that man a Seeger!
Indeed.
All right. He's, according to this article here, which could be bullshit because it is a questionable source, the Daily Mail, you know. Ted! Hush! Ted! I got no treats. We're out of treats. You want another treat? I'll get you another treat. Anyway, it's the Daily Mail, and they're saying that I need another beer anyway.
Don't mix up the two.
They're saying that Kim Jong-un made an official decree that, like, the people had to give up their pet dogs. Ted, I'm looking at you. And, you know, since there's a shortage of everything and the big flood wiped out the rice and this and that, and there's no pigs or cows in the, anywhere.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to eat all the dogs, man.
Hey, they got to eat.
You know.
Yeah, right. The
so,
Chinese
Ted,
have been doing it for millennia.
You better behave or you're getting a one-way ticket to North Korea, bub.
Shish kebab.
All right.
It's going to be on the menu.
I tell you what, man. It'd be Ted with a side order of big cysts.
You won't be working anymore.
What goes good with Ted? Red or white wine?
Probably maybe like a Chardet, Grenache
or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Grenache.
But yeah, they're for restaurant meat. They said.
Restaurant meat.
Wonder what he uses in his hair, old Kim Jong Un.
Is
that pretty slick
hair? Hairstyle, he does.
I know. Captain Square.
He uses what African Americans use. He uses pomade.
Pomade? Pomade's cool.
Pomade.
Oh, there you go.
I guess a pomade.
That's it.
Pomade
is in
there. Hey,
I tried using.
Yeah. Good.
I tried using their. A while back, I tried using their shaving cream.
Oh, yeah.
So you can just rub it off with a towel. And then, like, within, like, seconds, I was like,
I was going to say, I'll bet you that shit burnt, man.
Yeah, it did.
That doesn't make sense.
Black people do it.
Well, I think black dudes have different issues with their beard hair. than us white guys.
Yeah, it's like more of like a Brillo pad, as to mine's like more of like a fluffy like kitten bed.
Exactly.
You ever hear of a guy? You ever hear of a guy named Imus?
Who?
Imus.
Imus. Oh, you mean that guy that got fired a long time ago for saying something about the nappy-headed basketball players?
That's the guy. That's the guy.
Oh shit! I just got a note. I've been fired. Damn it! You could say fuck. You could say shit. You could say goddamn motherfucker. But don't say nappy head on the air.
That's right.
Damn it.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know what? You know what? You learn something every day.
There you go. Ain't that the truth?
Well,
you know?
If you're lucky. If you're lucky. If you're lucky. You know, Mr. Pillow guy, or no, my pillow
Mr.
guy,
pillow.
He learned something.
My pillow guy.
Yeah. Oh!
Is
I
it?
Wanted to do this, because, like, remember when a long time ago, and they had that secret squirrel dossier, and there was a PP tape and involved and everything,
yeah.
And Uncle Bobo,
yeah.
You know, the PP and the thingy and the Russian.
Yeah. Russian.
Well.
Pee-pee.
So far, no pee-pee tape, but his enforcer there, Michael Cohen's, released a book, and he alludes to golden showers in a club.
So it may exist. We may see it soon. We may see it soon.
I don't think we'll ever see it.
I don't know. Let's see that Jerry Lewis clown movie before that, though. Who knows?
I believe this guy,
definitely,
man. He's got no reason to lie, really.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no. I'm Putin? Putin? You kidding me?
Not Putin.
No, I thought you guys were talking about Putin because you knew about the golden showers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you see, well,
oh,
yeah,
yeah,
but, you know, his, the, what's his head, the Cohen, his old lawyer, is, spilling the beans on some golden showers he had somewhere else.
Like
in Vegas. In Vegas. Golden showers in a sex club in Vegas.
Stays in Vegas, my ass.
Yeah. That's right. Not that time. Not that time, babe. All right. And here we go. In the tradition of our high standard of journalism here on the Possum Hour.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how many episodes ago it was that I transmuted this bad data, but those human-sized bats aren't well, they aren't
there you
really
go.
As big
actually,
as human.
That's,
there you go. They're
that's
big,
funny,
but not human size.
That's funny that
they're
you
big.
Mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you mentioned that because my girlfriend and I were supposed to go to a cavern or a cave that had bats, like, everywhere. We had to wear, like, hard hats and stuff like that. But they canceled.
Yeah.
They canceled, like, last minute. I was definitely looking forward to having bats all over me.
They're
actually
freaky, but, I mean,
joke,
like, I've been around them a lot
I mean,
in my life, mm-hmm. so... You know, they don't bother me too much.
Well, if you go there,
Joe, get some for some soup we could make.
Make a bat soup.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I don't know how that would take. Did I ever tell you about the time I went bat fishing at the park behind my parents' house?
No,
I had
bat fishing.
I had a fishing line with a lure on it, and I would throw it up in the air, and as soon as they heard it in the air, they thought it was an insect, and they would go down, and they would get hooked, and I would always be too afraid to take the hook out of its mouth, so I just cut the line.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
You
were an abusive little kid, man. You're lucky you didn't end up like, you know.
This was last week.
Oh, this was last week.
Bat fishing. Bat fishing in America.
My brother.
There you go, man.
That's
the world of sports. All right. There you have it, folks.
Building streams.
Who needs fly fishing when you got bat fishing?
There you go.
Exactly. Bat fly fishing.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
There was this guy I know him once before.
And all my
bats in the lounge room, man. People get
oh, man,
like
I don't
that.
Know what happened. That was...
It's like Canadian...
excuse me. Sorry about that.
Sort yourself out over there.
Wait, who's your roommate? Renfield over there or what?
Got him.
Woo!
Got him.
That was, you got to admit, that was like Golden Globe Award right there. Yeah,
oh, yeah. We got a Peabody just came in the door just as you speak. Peabody just arrived.
Just arrived.
Hey,
fucking
another one.
Peabody.
Happens all the time.
That's awesome, though. That's cool.
Oh,
and
I wanted to brag on myself for a minute. Not really
right.
Brag on myself. No, I just bring up the date on my haircut situation. Now, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was in desperate need of a haircut, but got scared, so I stayed home. And I did. One thing led to another, and it was 5 months later. And I was starting to look like Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
That's right.
Because it's all gray and sticks out and looks like shit. So.
Marty!
Marty! So.
You're about to bang your mother, buddy!
There you go.
Sorry, Marty.
Oh,
I
man.
Had to throw you under the bus. He's like, it's okay.
That'd have been funny. I wonder if they ever did an X-rated version with, you know, Doc Brown doing it. You're going to fuck your mother! You know.
We're all going to fuck your mother. There's a war out. There's a war out in these movies.
Let's see how many guys we can fit in the one room. And then her. All right,
anyways,
max capacity anyways. 75.
I go out on the census day one, right? And I'm totally out of shape, and I'm damn near 60, and it was beating me to shit because it was about 90 degrees out, right?
Yep.
That shit. And so I was like, oof. By the end, I did look like Doc Brown. I'm like, bah! I go to people, I'm from the census! We gotta go back to the future! You know. And I got home, signed off and everything, signed out, and then I said, beeline to the fucking barber shop and got a buzz, baby. 2 inches to the skull,
nice
babe.
Did you go to Nightclub?
No. I was gonna go to Al.
Okay.
But,
Al, cut
damn, if, you know. I have the worst luck with barbers, man. Because I really dug Al, you know? I was trusting Al. I liked Al. Al's been there
for
40
too.
Years.
Uh-huh.
NyQuil is good, but NyQuil is, like, expensive. NyQuil is $20.
Get ZQuil,
you know?
Bro. It's non-habit forming, and it's non-alcoholic. You take two of these fuckers, you'll be
but
out,
he shit,
dude.
He shaved the thing in your hair, and I don't go for that. I don't go for shaved parts and stuff. So I went over to they're probably Bobo guys now, but they're like, what do you call, they think they're libertarians, they call themselves. Two cats that run a barber shop down a thing that's been there forever. Their dad was cutting hair there, so that thing's been cutting, they've been...
Hey.
Frying heads over there forever. So I went over there and got one from that cat. Yeah.
And you got it all
Jimmy's
cut off?
Jimmy's been asking about the Liberatorium.
I don't know what them feet. I think they believe that,
Jimmy. Jimmy was asking about how you become a Liberatorian.
Well, no, you just need to believe in the almighty gazoo, I think, or something.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those
political
things.
Well,
I'm not sure.
That's not... Jimmy, he said to go fuck yourself.
That guy. Yeah. Well,
all right.
Officer Robbins will tell you it's completely legal tell anyone to go fuck themselves.
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit, the cops.
Huh?
Yeah.
Except Bobo. You can't say that's a Bobo.
Well, no, it's legal, but they'll just, you know, bash your brains in if you do. That's the, you know.
And that's legal.
That's
as well.
The rub. So, anyways, cake is now.
Crew cut? You got it all cut off?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really a crew cut. It's just a buzz. You know, it's all the same length all around my head. And boy, oh, boy.
You can take that
paid off.
Big difference, huh? Big difference.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It made it tolerable to work. I couldn't. Yeah, it was terrible.
Tell you, man, try going bald. Shave it.
I was thinking of it, man. I was that desperate. It would just—I was ready to scream, man.
It's a pain in the ass, man. You got to do it you got to shave it every day and everything.
I'll let this grow out a little bit and see Al.
I'm afraid of it because, like, I already have a bald spot on the back of my head. So if I start, like, if I were to shick it, you know, with like a razor, like,
or no.
Yeah.
So that
Stan
Laurel.
My hair is like military grade right now, like with the fade and stuff in the top. But it was definitely not worth $20.
Man, 9,400 steps today, Dr. Cake.
Yeah, well,
kudos,
Dr.
Cake, 9,400
steps. 9,400 steps, that's a lot of walking.
I noticed, I got the buzz, and I'm noticing like I've been fading back, right? But like the front line is getting real sparse too, you know. There's a lot of sins shown with this length of hair, but I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck anymore.
No, fuck the world. Fuck the world.
You know?
You gum.
Fuck it. You don't like my hair? Go fuck yourself.
That's exactly.
To both of you guys, if you guys are ever around Holland. You go to Holland Barbershop, they have cigars for sale right there in the front lobby. See, you can smoke
Amsterdam
a cigar
is on my list.
Your hair done.
you mean Holland, Pennsylvania?
Holland Barber.
Okay.
Holland Barber.
You go up 213, you make a right.
Oily, 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 oily,
Monday,
right.
We got a yodel,
man.
It's yodeling day.
Red River rising, Big Creek some washed away. Red River's rising, Big Creek some washed away. You're across the pond, Mama, and that's where you're going to stay. Yodel-ee-ho. A dollar a day, Lord, the work ain't hard. A dollar a day, Lord, the work ain't hard. Cause I got a mama cooking in the railroad yard. Yodel-ee-ho. To be then halfway back. If your bucket's too big, then get your bucket that you can pass. Hey, oh, the lady, oh, the lady, hey, the old lady. You can fool the captain, you may. You may fool the captain, you may fool the straw. thought he's gonna fool us all.
That thing's like 20 minutes long, man. It's like, that is like, man. That was a fun summer, though, man. That was a summer I spent 2 weeks at Conneaut Lake. I was like,
did you go seventh grade or something. Fresh water, like sharks and stuff, like.
No, I was reading my buddy's older brother's Playboys and Penthouses and shit.
There you go. That was good.
It was a fun summer.
Nothing beats killing a shark besides looking at porn. You don't get the real
thing. And that's
thing.
When porn was tasteful, man. You know?
Yeah. You don't
we weren't
get
looking
the
at
real
cum
thing
shots
anymore.
And butt fucks and all this other nonsense.
And we had bushes. We had a nice big bush to look at.
A little bit of bush here and there, you know.
I missed that.
And no dicks. And
no dicks.
Keep the dicks out of it. Keep the damn dicks out of it.
We don't need dicks.
No,
they didn't invent
like,
dicks until, I think, 82.
Right, yeah. Like, I can't watch porn personally, like, anymore, because it does nothing for me.
I have a girlfriend that's going through. Well, you don't need porn, man. You got a unit for your unit.
Well, she's going through menopause right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, what am I gonna do? Like, she might turn around and like bite my like jugular, and that's it.
Are you into that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does turn me on.
All right. Some people like
that. Each his own, man.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Some people like to get peed on by Russian women. Hey, you know.
Well,
we all have our thing.
You know. Or at sex clubs in Vegas. You never know.
That's right. There you have it.
Tramp!
Getting pissed on in Vegas. They should do a country song. Getting pissed on in Vegas.
Elvis impersonator should sing a song like that.
Gonna run for president. Gonna fuck the country so goddamn hard it'll end up bent.
I like it.
Yeah.
They should make another like James Bond movie to call it fucking Golden Prick. You know, because he's a prick, and, you know, he tanned
Alan Arkin.
Starring Alan Arkin. That would be great.
He hasn't,
he'd be perfect for that part.
It's all coming together. It's coming together.
He hasn't signed the contract. He's waiting on his, like, you know, his agent to approve his signature. So, Alan Arkin right now, you know, he could be a hit or a miss, but I think he's going to be a hit. I have no doubt.
Adam Arkin, even. Any Arkin.
Yeah.
Dude, I think.
Any Arkin, for that matter.
Or any Baldwin, except
you dare
Ben.
You.
Yeah.
Except Ben, Steven, and, what's the other one's name? Chris Baldwin, or... He's great.
Tobias
Baldwin.
Jackie Baldwin.
The one that did the movie about the baby.
With three
heads? Getting kidnapped. I don't know.
Ooh. Ooh, say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energize. Tried Friday, you know, maybe I'll reset my modem or something, you know, before I do that. But I really do think I'm the technical difficulty in this whole equation.
Ah, fuck it. We'll blame Blog Talk Radio anyway. More fun that way.
Well, here, I look at the thing. What's the end theme? I guess this is as close but I can come to for the postal theme. So,
yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Espresso.